what an eye for an eye looks like, with the rebels fighting the government and all that. My husband feels a little differently. I also believe everything happens for a reason. She toyed with her necklaces, that the universe required this for some reason. She paused, then directed her words at Brent's parents. Leah had a very caring soul, very strong and generous. Everybody who saw her smiled. They loved her at the hospital where she worked. This summer, she was going to do volunteer work in California. In the fall, she was going to college in Boston. She would have spread joy all over the country. Brent wondered what his own eulogy would sound like. Mrs. Zamora turned her gaze on him. "I've thought about you, for hours and hours. What can you possibly do for me? Paint the house? Mow the lawn all summer?" Her voice had acquired a stronger tremble. She let the questions hang in the air, then looked to Brent's left, out the window. "My father is a very fine carpenter. Leah was his first grandchild. When she was little, he made her lots of wooden toys. Her favorite was a whirligig, of a girl with arms that spin in the wind. He painted the face to look like her. We've had it on a pole in our yard forever. Hundreds of people over the years have noticed it and stopped and smiled, just like people smiled at Leah.